Gavin Sargent, outgoing captain of Eton Golf Club, shares his experience of the role over the past 12 months.
I'm Chris Gillam and I'm interviewing Gavin Sargent, who is the youngest ever captain of Eton Golf Club. Gavin's term comes to an end in just over a week, and so I'm going to talk to him about how it's been for him and his favourite charity that he chose, as golf club captains always do. They have their own specific charity that they support throughout their captaincy year. Gavin, how's it been for you then, coming to the end?
I have to say it's been one of the most fun experiences I've ever had in my life. When I was approached in the first place about taking on such a role, apart from being incredibly flattered, I was also very daunted by the prospect, because one of the nice things about it is you can very much do what you want. You can do it your own way and you can put your own stamp on how things are going to go, and you can take a view on how much you're going to be involved or how little you're going to be involved. And my view was going to be, as somebody who's very lucky to be time rich, was that I was going to throw myself at it and discover absolutely everything that you could do. And so I've loved having a plan, and for once in my life actually watching that plan come to fruition.
Well, that's fantastic. And of course, as well as obviously playing lots and lots of golf, you've also been in charge of the social programme. And that must have been quite a lot of fun putting that together.
Well, it's been fun. It's also something I've never done before. And so that was a big challenge, because being an event manager, you can either look at it in the way that you're putting something on and you're going to have a great time and things are going to come and work well, or you can be very panic-stricken and realise just how much responsibility is upon you when 120 to 130 people might be turning up for an evening and they have reasonably high expectations of how it's going to go. So there are an awful lot of things that can go wrong. I've been incredibly lucky that our steward at Eton Golf Club and his team are first class. And so if I drop the ball, which I have done from time to time, then Steve and his team are very much there underneath me to pick up the reins. And so we've had a fantastic time. One of the things I would say is that I set myself a target of playing with at least 150 people in the year. So whilst I've played as many rounds as I would ordinarily play, I've been able, because of the kudos of the title of captain, just to go and invite myself into all sorts of things. And so going forward, I now know so many more people than I knew before. So many people who've seen me with my golf at its worst, because you very much go through the captain's curse and your game disintegrates with all the other things that you've got on your mind. The course in effect becomes your office, because you're always trying to look at how things could be improved, and the occasional complainant who comes up and has a go at you, so you need to have answers for them. But yeah, the social programme's been fantastic. To put a year together and watch it all work has been tremendous.
That's great. As I said earlier, Captain's Charity, you chose the Macmillan Nurses as your charity of the year. Perhaps you can explain to our listeners why Macmillan.
Yeah, I think, that was different people who take on this role will have different views on how important or otherwise helping a charity is to them. For me, I lost my mother to kidney cancer about 11 or 12 years ago, and it was a huge shock, because we knew something was wrong, and she went through a whole series of tests, and I remember the penultimate test being clear, and she was on the phone to me just so excited and so happy, because that would have been a particularly nasty one, and she was very pleased and very relieved. And then the last test was kidney cancer, one of the two hidden cancers. And unfortunately, that had her name on it. And she was my best friend. I'll never have a friend like her again. And she was an amazing woman. One of the best things about it for me was that she was always very certain what her pathway would be. You know, she's a religious lady. And so she was very comfortable with what was happening to her. And she said in the 3 months that she had post-diagnosis, that those 3 months were the happiest times of her life, which was an amazing thing to say. But it was because so many friends came out of the woodwork and she realised what she'd done in life and how many people had love for her. And Macmillan helped her in her final days, helped her a great deal. And so I thought you could either get somebody like Cancer Research, who are looking for ways of, you know, getting a cure for this horrendous disease, or somebody like Macmillan, who are a really good charity who fill an awful lot of gaps and a lot of holes in care for people who are going through purgatory. And so I just went hell for leather with Macmillan. I think they're a fantastic group of people. I actually went to a Macmillan meeting in at Newmarket Racecourse, which was all of the teams from Macmillan, all the fundraising teams. I think they were a bit surprised to find somebody there who wasn't from Macmillan at all, and they made me stand up and say why I was there. But I just wanted to find out much more about them and where the money we were going to raise would go.
Fantastic. How much will you have raised at the end of your year?
Well,
which is only in a very short
time. Very short time, indeed. Well, all being well, and there is still money trickling in, which is lovely to see. But I'm very hopeful that the final amount will be somewhere between 12 and 13,000.
That is stunning. Mm. I wouldn't have thought there's any other captain at Eton Golf Club has raised such a sum of money for his respective charity.
Well, part of the fun of, and I think one of the reasons I chose Macmillan is they're a well-recognised brand, for want of a better word. And so I literally went door knocking for the charity day, which my friend Chris, in front of me here, was kind enough to help me organise. And going and knocking on doors saying, I'm here technically representing Macmillan, and can you put anything up for me for free, say for auction or for raffle or for whatever. It was amazing how many people were happy enough to turn around and say yes. And the primary one for me was BMW, who very kindly put up a BMW X5 as a reward for a hole-in-one, which sadly on the day nobody got, but it was a tremendous draw to make sure we had lots of people pay money and come and play with us on the day.
It was a great day, great day. Would you regard that as the highlight of your year, or have there been so many that it's difficult to differentiate?
I'd say lots of... I mean, that was a huge day because it went so well, and there were so many things to get in place, as you know, Chris, that, you know, it was great that everything worked according to plan. So I suppose, yeah, to get 152 or 155 people on the day to turn up and have a great day and have fun, and the sun shone a little bit, and we got some really good video, had some friends who are professional video makers. So we've got a great memento of the day. One of the other things that I would look back on as being really good fun and went really well, we have a captain's day where the one thing the captain doesn't do is play golf. And I had the luxury of standing under an umbrella for the one day where it really threw it down that I was involved in. And I didn't get wet at all. And I watched everybody else get drenched to the skin, met lots of people, shook lots of hands. And then the weather cleared up for the evening, where we got a trick shot guy who came and did lots of trick shots for an audience of about 120 or 130 of us. And then he'd also done a video where he'd followed lots of people around in the day and made some extremely caustic and acerbic comments about them. And we showed that in the bar and everyone fell over laughing, and that was just great fun.
Fantastic. And you wore extraordinary pairs of trousers throughout your year too.
Well, the trousers have taken on something of a mind of their own, because we start the year with a drive-in where you hit a shot in front of 100 or 150 people with a housing estate to your right and a car park full of expensive cars. And so you're very nervous when you stand on the tee, and it's normally done in utter silence. And I thought, well, I don't really want to do that. So we had some very loud music playing, Carmina Burana by Carl Orff. And I thought, well, if I wear something distracting like a wild pair of Union Jack trousers, then hopefully people won't notice where I hit the ball. And from that moment, the trousers became a bit of an idea that ultimately went through palm tree patterns. We had some floral ones. We had some ones that made me look not dissimilar to a clown at one point, but they've been tremendous fun to wear and made me recognisable, I think, which has been really good.
That's fantastic. How many hours a week do you reckon you've spent, other than being on the golf course, as captain?
Well, the year is front-loaded, because when you start, although you've been preparing your social calendar, you're still tying up a lot of loose ends. You're making sure people turn up when they've said they'll turn up. You have Burns nights and Patrick's nights and George's Day, your charity days in May, and your captain's day is in July. So in the first 5 or 6 months, you have got a lot of stuff to organise. So there were many evenings where I was up till 11 o'clock at night, still beavering away at home, sending emails out, making sure everything was in place. And then in the back half of the year, you're spending very little time on it, because you can actually, in theory, start to enjoy yourself. But there are a lot of dinners to go to, a lot of representing the club in a public relations sense. You're going round the county playing in different events. You've got the Norfolk Golf County Union, who are always requiring you to present some trophies. So you might be spending 20, 30, 35 hours a week, maybe in the second half of the year, something like 5 or 10. But you are also a director of the club for your year, and therefore you're party to all the board meetings and all the prep that goes into that. And you write captain's reports, and so you're also the listening ear to the membership. So you've got a lot of issues that you might be bringing to the table as well. So all of those things are things that you're not necessarily doing as part of your normal golf world.
Indeed. It's a big job, and it ends on the 21st of January. And what plans do you have post-captaincy?
Well, it ends on the 21st of January, and I will be showing a video at the AGM. So that has been fantastic fun getting a, we've got a student to do that for us, so hopefully that'll be a really good thing for his CV going forward. Goodness me. The first thing I'm going to do is go and buy a car, then hopefully go on holiday. And one of the things I'd really like to do, because I'm so lucky to have time on my hands, is I'd really like to get involved in the music world. So volunteering in some capacity, be it to do with marketing or lighting or sound or mixing or maybe even playing some music. I think that would be something I'd really like to go and find some more about.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you all the very best.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris Gillam was speaking to Gavin Sargent, outgoing captain of the Eton Golf Club.